In 1957, Laurel Canyon was the official residential area of Hollywood. The few black people who lived there were rich, famous, and light-skinned enough to pass at least for Portuguese. I, on the other hand, was a little-known, dark-skinned nightclub singer who was said to have more determination than talent.
Hey, Maya.
Wilkie, my friend and voice coach, had dropped by with news.
Now, Billie Holiday's in town. You want to meet her?
Of course. Who wouldn't?
Well, I'll bring her back here if you think you can handle it.
What's to handle? She's a woman, I'm a woman.
You know, Billie may like you. If she don't, then that's your ass. I'll take these. She'll like riding in a convertible.
He grabbed the keys to my 10-year-old Chrysler.
And you better have some gin.
Billie Holiday.
Lady Day. Here in my house. Oh, Lord.
Am I blue?
It was well known she used heavy drugs, but how could I tell her she couldn't shoot up? Her temper was legendary. I got the gin out and waited.
Ain't these tears in
Maya, I'd like you to meet Billie Holiday.
Hello, Billy.
How do you do?
Her hand rested in mine like a rubber doll, and her bloated face held only a shadow of its familiar prettiness.
You got a nice house.
Oh, thank you.
She hadn't even looked around.
How come you live here in a white district?
I got some white friends to help me rent the place.
The Morheims. Jewish. You should have seen it, Billy. When we all rocked up here with Maya's things, the landlord was cussing and swearing about how he was going to sue. But we stood our ground. Said we'd sue right back. That shut him up.
Wilkie tells me you're a singer. You any good? You want to compete with me?
No, I don't want to compete with anybody. I'm really an entertainer.
Oh, you mean showing some titty and shaking your booty?
No, I would never do that.
Well, you better say Joe, because you sure don't know.
Billy, you got to see her before you talk. She sings folk songs, calypso, and blues. Now, you know me. If I say she's good, I mean it. And she's nice enough to invite us to lunch, so get up off of her, or you can walk your ass right down this hill.
You haven't changed a damn thing with last year's draws. I knew you'd put my ass out on the street sooner or later. What are we having to eat, baby?
I hadn't thought about food.
I'm making fried chicken, rice, and Arkansas gravy.
Well, you better fry that sucker till he's ready, because I can't stand the goddamn rare chicken.
But the people, I hear they pretty.
They talked for hours as Billy worked on the bottle of gin I'd found. I didn't speak unless directly spoken to.
Pass me another drumstick. This is good chicken.
And after the meal...
Now, Billy, I have a student coming in a half hour. I'll take you back to your hotel. Thanks, Maya. We have to go.
Speak for yourself. All I got to do is stay black and die.
Well, I brought you here, so I'll take you back. Anyway, Maya's probably got something to do.
They both stared at me.
No, I'm free. I'll take her back to the hotel when she wants to go.
So, I see you when I see you, Wilkie. Hope it won't be another 20 years.
I'll see you, Maya.
Bye, Wilkie.
Cigarette?
Thanks.
You a square, ain't you, Maya?
Yes.
Then how come you invited me to your house?
Because you're a great artist and I respect your work.
Bullshit. You just wanted to see what I look like up close.
No, I really...
That's not right. That don't hurt my feelings. You know I used to be a bitch on wheels. You know how folks talk? They'll tell you anything to get what they want. Of course, there are them that'll just strong-arm you and take it. Men? Yeah, men can really do it to you. Women can, too.
Don't you have any friends?
Of course I have friends. The person who don't have friends might as well be dead.
Hey, Mom, what's for dinner?
You got a kid?
Yes.
I can't stand kids.
I'm starving.
Guy, I have a guest. This is Miss Billie Holiday.
Good afternoon, Miss Holiday. I'm happy to know you.
He held out his hand to her.
I read about you in a magazine. They said the police had been giving you a hard time, and that you had a very hard life. Is that true? What did they do to you? Is there anything you can do back? I mean, sue them or anything?
She still hadn't taken his hand, so he reached down and took hers and shook it.
Maybe they expect too much from you, Miss Holiday. I know something about that. When I come home from school, I have to water the lawn. But if there's wind, water gets blown back in your face. We live on the side of the mountain. So if I get wet, Mom always thinks I've been playing with a hose. Will you come and talk to me when I've changed?
Well,
I'd really like to know everything about you. Wait there. I'll be back a minute.
Damn. He's something, ain't he?
When Guy came back, Billie went outside and watched him water the lawn. She stayed for dinner and talked all the while.
Joe is a mean son of a bitch, but I would have died for him. We went our separate ways once we was busted.
I knew what he was doing.
He was my third husband. That mafia business, that was bad. After what the paper said, how I was supposed to despise Ella Fitzgerald, I had to live with my songs before I can sing. Singing's gotta mean something.
Billie had come to my house 4 days straight, each time bringing along her little chihuahua, Pepe.
This song is called Strange Fruit.
She talked all day long and sang a song to my son each night.
It's a very important song, so listen good.
Guy stood awkwardly, trying not to look bored.
Southern trees bear strange fruit.
Mom?
Shh. Blood on the leaves and blood at the root.
Her rasping voice and phrasing enchanted me.
How can there be blood at the root?
Shh, just listen. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze.
I could see every image.
Strange fruit a-hanging.
The lynch victim's blood.
From the poplar tree.
Glide onto the leaves.
Pastel scene of the gallant south.
Down to the roots of the southern trees.
The bulging eyes.
Mom?
And the twisted mouth.
What's a pastoral scene?
Scent of magnolia. Sweet and fresh.
Mom?
Shh. Then the sudden smell of burning flesh.
Mom? What's a pastoral scene?
It means when the crackers take a little kid like you and snatch off his nuts and shove them down his goddamn throat. That's what it means. That's what they do. That's a goddamn pastoral scene.
I'm going to bed.
Excuse me.
I went after him to his room.
Guy, I'm sorry. She didn't mean what she said. She's not good with kids.
Good night, Mom.
Good night.
What's eating you?
Billie, you upset my son.
I didn't lie. Did I? Did I lie on the crackers?
I looked at her. She really didn't see it.
I ain't going back to the hotel.
Where do you want me to take you? I need to get to work.
But let me see your act. What's Wilkie say you sing? Calypso?
I don't think it's your kind of thing.
It's gotta be, ain't it?
Ladies and gentlemen, I have some news for you about a very special person in the audience tonight. I think everyone will be excited to know that Miss Billie Holiday is present.
People started looking around the room for her. She looked straight at me, and then, picking up Pepe, stood up. She turned to the audience and bowed her head two or three times, and then sat down without smiling.
Now, I'd like to sing you a song you're all familiar with, and you all know the chorus.
Loy, loy, loy. Joey, Joey,
Stop it! God damn it! She sounds just like my goddamn mama.
She picked up Pepe and headed through the crowd toward the women's lavatory. That was twice in one night the woman had upset me, and she wasn't going to get away with it. She was looking at her reflection in the mirror when I came in.
Billy, let me tell you something.
Oh, that's all right about the song. You can't help how you sound. Most colored women sound alike, unless they're trying to sound white. Did you see that old bitch hit it out of here? She was sitting on the toilet, and when I opened the door, she screamed at me, shut the door. So I screamed right back, if you wanted it shut, you should have locked the goddamn thing. Then she comes out of there and asks me, ain't you Billie Holiday? I told her, bitch, I didn't ask you your name. You should have seen her fly. You know, when you introduced me, you know why they all standing up.
They were honoring you.
You don't know a damn thing. They wanted to see my black ass because I've been in jail for dope. You want to be famous, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You're going to be famous, but it won't be for singing.
Listen
now,
here.
Now, wait, you already know you can't sing all that good. But you're going to be real famous. Well, you better start asking yourself right now, when I get famous, who can I trust? Because all whites is bad and blacks ain't much better. Just take care of your son. Keep on telling him he's the smartest thing God made. Maybe he'll grow up without hating you. Remember, Billie Holiday told you, you can't get too high for somebody to bring you down.
For weeks afterwards, Guy treated me coolly, though I had betrayed him.
Hey, hold on. Where are you going?
Just out.
Well, we still haven't talked about what you want to do for summer.
I haven't made my mind up yet.
Guy, what do you think about Billie Holiday?
She was okay.
And that's all you thought?
Well, she cursed a lot. It's no wonder people don't like her.
So you didn't like her?
Anybody who curses all the time is stupid. Oh, yeah. And when I grow up, I'm not gonna let anybody, no matter how famous she is, I'm not gonna let anybody curse at my children.
Let's say that our little show is over and so.
Not long after, Billie Holiday died in a New York hospital. All the jazz and rhythm and blues stations had oily-voiced commentators extolling the virtues of the great artist whose like would not be seen or heard again. But I would remember forever the advice of a lonely, sick woman with a waterfront mouth who sang songs to a 13-year-old boy.
And forget, don't worry.